Catherine is the daughter of the late, great Seamus Heaney. Now, Catherine, what are your earliest memories of your dad as a writer?
As a writer, God, I don't have one single memory, but I do remember going to a lot of poetry readings as a child. So that's probably where I first became aware of Dad as a poet. But it was just what he did. So, you know, like any kid, that was just what my dad did.
And did you ever develop the writing bug from him?
I wrote little rhymes as a kid, and I enjoyed doing that. But as I got older, it sort of fell by the wayside. So I've done some writing as a journalist, but no, not the poetry bug. I think that's kind of one in a family is plenty.
I know. Did your dad not encourage you to do poetry? Or?
He very much encouraged us to do our own things, whatever they may be. So he wouldn't have pushed us either way. If I'd wanted to, I'm sure he wouldn't have put me off it. But he didn't push it. No.
So it's a very beautiful centre. Has it lived up to your expectations?
It has exceeded my expectations, I would say. I think it's a beautiful space. I think the exhibition is just illuminating. Even for me, I know the poems quite well, but just seeing them in this setting is fantastic. So I'm delighted with it. I think it's great, and I hope everyone who visits it will enjoy it.
I suppose you've seen the birth of the centre from start to completion, and what was your initial impression once you saw it completed?
And nothing can really prepare you, because we had absolutely been briefed the whole way through the process about what it was going to look like, and we'd seen plans on computers and we'd visited the building site, but walking into the finished, completed place was an amazing feeling. And also, inevitably for us, his family, it packed an emotional punch. I think we're all so happy with it.
And your dad lived in many places, but Ballaghy was always home to him.
That's right, yeah. I think he lived in Dublin for the last 40 years of his life, and in Wicklow and Belfast. But certainly this was his first home, and this is where his writing is really rooted. And right up until his last collection, he was writing poems that referred back to his life here in Ballaghy. And all the surrounding areas. So yeah, you could say in one way, in his imaginative life, he never entirely left.
And I'm sure if he was here today, he'd be overwhelmed by the beauty of it.
I think he would. I think he'd be incredibly proud of it. So yeah, and also just the quality of it. And I think what I love about it is everywhere you turn in this centre, you see a fragment of a poem or a poem. So, you know, it's about the work, and that's as it should be.
It's a busy weekend for the family, and very emotional too, Catherine.
Yes, yeah, it is busy. It's fantastic to see the interest just among the press and local people, and then we've got a brilliant weekend of events lined up, so I'm really looking forward to those. And we're all gathering, the extended family, all my Heaney uncles and cousins, and so it'll be great. It's a celebration, and that's the main thing.
It's a huge family affair. Lovely talking to you, Catherine.
Thank you very much.